Today's shiur is Masechta Temura Daf Zayin, and we will begin on Daf Zayin and Aleph, the third line. In our previous shiur, towards the end of the shiur, the Gemara had taught us that if somebody brings a balmum for a carbon, the Gemara said he could be violate up to 5 lavin. And then, that was the opinion of Tanakama. And Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda actually said he could violate up to 6. Because Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda said that there's also a lav if you do Kabbalah's Hadam from an animal that's a Balmum. And the Gemara begins with quoting Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda's opinion and analyzing it. Amamar, we learned in our previous shiur, Mishum Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Av Kabbalah's Hadam. That doing Kabbalah Sadam, an animal that's Balmum, is a Chayiv Lav. Answer my time, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. What is his opinion based on? Amakra, because the Pasuk says, Amah, Kosus, Nosuk, Korus. These are all different types of Mumim. Loisa Krivu. And Rabbi Yosef learns, Zu Kabbalah Sadam, that from here we learn that Kabbalah Sadam is also to be done from an animal that's a Balmum. Zu Kabbalah Sadam, Shem Rav Yosef Yehuda. This is the Kabbalah Sadam that Rav Yosef Yehuda refers to. Ask the Gemara, Lotanakama, Haisek Loisa Kriva Lamali. What do we do with these words, Loisa Kriva Li? Answers the Gemara, Ibaile Lazrika Stamen. We needed to teach us, as the Tanakama taught us in the previous year, and Rav Yosef Yehuda certainly agrees with this halacha, that there's a lav to do Zrika Stam from a carbon that's a Balmum. Ask the Gemara, the din of Zrika Sadam from a carbon that's a Balmum, v'nafkulei mi'alam azbeach. We learn, l'sakrivu alam azbeach, that we learn from the words alam azbeach, so aren't the words l'sakrivu left over? Answers the Gemara, urcha dekra d'mishtai hachi. Indeed, the words, this machlokes rishayinim, as we'll discuss more soon, what is the extra word? Is the word loisakri? What is the urcha dekra? What is the words that I just used in the pasuk? Because that's common, loisakrivu or al hamizbeach. But no matter what, there are no extra words, says the Gemara, because those words are urcha dekra, are just typical that the pasuk should use those words. Ask the Gemara. So now are we saying that these words aren't available for a drasha? Because they're the Urche de Kra, Rav Yosef Yehuda, Urche de Kra, who, so it's the same for Rav Yosef Yehuda. So we're back to where we started. Where will Rav Yosef Yehuda learn this din that he was Mechadish, that there is an Isser of Kabbalah Sadam on an animal that's a Bamum? Answers the Gemara, Enochanami. Rav Yosef Yehuda will agree to the concept that we just said, the issue of Kabbalah Sadam. Ask the Gemara al Kabbalah Sadam, that issue, the pasuk of Urchi the Kraw. So ask the Gemara al Kabbalah Sadam Manali. So from where will he know that Kabbalah Sadam, if you do Kabbalah Sadam on a carbon that's a Balmum, you're over a lav? Answers the Gemara, Nafkale Miha. He learns it from the following pasuk. The pasuk says, Umiyad ben Nechalai Sakrivu. So he says the words loisakrivu come to teach us the isser of Kabbalah Sadam. Zui Kabbalah Sadam Shalom Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. This is the pasuk that teaches us the isser of Kabbalah Sadam on a carbon that's a Balmum that Rabbi Yosef Yehuda spoke about. Ask the Gemara, Latanakama, according to the Tanakama, who says that there is no isser Kabbalah Sadam on an animal that's a Balmum. So ask the Gemara, Hai loisakrivu lamali. What will he do with this pasuk? Umayad ben nechalay sakrivu. Answers the Gemara, Mebay lelahai. He needs to teach us the following halacha. Sakadat the chamina, hoyel v'loy nitzdava b'nei noyach, el al mechus avorim. We know, and we'll speak about it more in a moment, that at certain periods in our history, we were allowed to bring a carbon on a boma. And the halacha is that when a akum brings a carbon on a boma, the halach is that he could bring an animal that's missing a limb. So we would have thought that halach applies loishna b'mizbeach the two, loishna b'mizbeach the don, it makes no difference if brought on a bomber or brought on a mizbeach, that the halacha is you could bring about akum, could bring about mum. That's why he says the Tanakhama, Kamash Malan, that the pasuk is coming to teach us that even though an akum could bring about mum on his, on the bama, he may not bring about mum on the mizbeach. So Tosfos and many rishonim asked the question. We've learned the brisa many times in the Kachem Masechtas, including already in our Masechta, that the Torah Akedosha, when it introduces the parasha of Kabbonis, says the words ish ish. And we learned that we learned from that pasuk of ish ish, mikan. From here we learned that akum could bring a carbon. So the question that Tosfos and the Rishonim ask is that why do we need that pasuk of ish ish to teach us that an akum could bring a carbon? Isn't this pasuk clearly indication that akum could bring a carbon? Because this pasuk is teaching us that it could bring a carbon, it just not be may not be about mum. So why do we need the special pasuk of ish ish? So Tosfos and most Rishonim answer, because the halacha is that even when an akum brings a carbon, he has certain limitations that he can't bring a carbon nazir. According to some opinions, he can only bring a carbon oila. According to some opinions, he can only bring an oila and shlamim. Where do we know all these halachas from? That's why we need the pasuk of ish ish. Another pshat is that we only had this pasuk, we would think that if an akum brings a carbon that's about mum, he's over an isser, but there's no lav involved, and we'll speak in a moment what is the lav. That's why we need to learn that when an akum brings a carbon that he's not supposed to bring, not only is there an isser involved, but there's even a lav involved. Another teretz that I saw, very nice teretz, and we've discussed this concept also previously, is we know that when we obligate ourselves to bring a carbon, then if we don't fulfill our obligation, we have a problem about ta'acher, we have a problem of bal yachel, like there is when you make a neder. But we've discussed previously that all of these lavim don't apply by akum. So now the question is, an akum was mechayiv himself a carbon. And what is the lav? What is the obligation? What is the source of the obligation that he must fulfill his pledge? That's what we learn from ish ish, that he has the obligation to fulfill his pledge. Along the same line, some achroinim suggest, we know that if a Jew is magdish a carbon, at that moment the carbon becomes hegdish. But by akum, there is no such concept of hegdish. Because as we understand, hegdish emanates from the dinim of nedarim that don't apply by akum. So what point does the carbon become hegdish? Ish, ish. So we would think it only becomes hegdish when it's put on the mizbeach. Ish, ish tells us that it becomes hegdish as soon as the akum designates it as a carbon. And one final pshat that I saw, the Rishonim suggest, if we only had the pasuk that our Gemara is teaching us now, we would think that the only kabbonis an akum could bring are animals, because that's what we're speaking about, balimum. How do we know that akum could bring a karban mincha or nesachim, which we just learned the other day, akum do have the obligation to bring the nesachim with their kabbonis? That's what we need ish ish to teach us. So now we've learned a very interesting halacha, that according to the Tanakhama of our Braisa, if an akum brings a carbon that's about mum, he's over a lav. So interestingly, the Aruch HaShulchan says that even though we've learned, and we'll learn in today's shiur again, that there are five, perhaps more, than five lavim that can be transgressed when bringing about mum, that's only by a Yisrael. By an akum, if he brings about mum and then he's makrivit, then he does rikas adam, etc., and haktara, there'll only be one lav, Aruch HaShulchan says. But now the question is, akum don't have lavim. We have lavim. So what's the Gemara saying, that if an akum brings a carbon that's about mum, you're over a lav? Who's over the lav? Akum's not over a lav. So Miches Chinuch discusses this, and his discussion is, certainly the kohen who brings the carbon of the akum that's about mum is over. The question that he discusses is, well, we know that shechitah is k'sheir bizar. that even though the avoid of a carbon is supposed to be done by a kayin, the Yisrael, most situations may do the shechita. What will be the halacha if a Yisrael does the shechita on a carbon of an akum that's about mum? Will the Yisrael be over the lav? Lashon Acher, a different version of this discussion that we've had in our shir. We begin where we began the shir today. Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Omer, Ava Kabbal Sadam, that if you do Kabbal Sadam from a carbon that's about mum, you're over a lav. My tama, the ksiva mochu kosov loy sekrivu, zu Kabbal Sadam. Ask the Gemara, Vizrika, where we know that Zrika is also from a Balmum, Nafklei mi'al ha-mizbeach. Ask the Gemara, or Rabbona Nami tepklei Zrika mi'al ha-mizbeach. Why don't we learn it from ha-mizbeach? Says the Gemara Hachinami, correct. Elos, we're back to we started, Lois Akrivu de Moch Lomeli, the Mayasa. So what do we learn from the words Lois Akrivu? Answer the Gemara, Mefkina le-bamas yochid. To teach us, as we mentioned a few moments ago, that in certain periods of our history, we were allowed to bring a carbon on a bama, and the Gemara is teaching us that not only do the isurim of bringing a bamum apply on the mizbeach, but they apply to the bama as well. So ask the Gemara, it's a very important lesson. How does he use this pasuk to teach us the din of kabbal sadam of a bamum? Answers the Gemara, Enochanam, you're correct. So if so, El Sakriva the Kabbalah Menale, so where will we learn the Isser of doing Kabbalah of a carbon that's a Balmum? Answers the Gemara, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda will learn it, Yad Manech Lo Sakriva the Kabbalah Saddam. To teach us that you may not do Kabbalah Saddam from a carbon that's a Balmum. Ask the Gemara, the Rabbanan, who disagree with Rabbi Yosef, and hold that there is no Isser, there is no specific lav, there is an Isser, but there is no specific lav of Kabbalah Saddam from Balmum, where will they know that halacha from? And Stigma Itzrich. Sakadat Chamina, Hoyle b'nei noyach, enem etzuvan, ela mechusa, eva b'bom, delahoyin. The Akum, if they bring a carbon on a bomber, don't have an Isser of a Balmum. Dilma anan nami, nekabu mahoyin. Maybe we too, when we bring their carbon on our mizbeach, may accept the balmum. Kamash malon, we call Eila deloy mekablinim. We learn from this pasuk that they ought. So actually, as the rishonim point out, what is the nafkamina between the two lishonim, the two versions of our gemara? Because at the end of the day, the pasuk of miyad ben necher, both versions explain Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbanan the same way in understanding that pasuk. The nafkamina between them is only on the other pasuk of Moch v'kosov lo sakrivu al mizbeach. Where the first version says that either the words lo sakrivu al mizbeach are there because of urchei dekra, and this version doesn't introduce the concept of urchei dekra. And the other nafkamina is that this version feels there's a need to teach us a halacha separately, that even when we bring a carbon on a bama, we may not bring a balmum. And the first version says that's obvious, and there is no need for such limud. Maskel flor Rish Lakish. Ask Rish Lakish the following question. And in order to appreciate Rish Lakish's question, we have to remember a Gemara, a Mishnah actually, that we learned in Masechta Bechayrus. In Masechta Bechayrus, we discussed quite extensively the halachas of balimum. But the Gemara, the Mishnah, and then the Gemara, made a very significant distinction between an animal which was born a balmum, and then you were magdish it as it is a balmum already, versus an animal that you were magdish when it was healthy, and then only after you were magdish it did it become a balmum. We learned the Mishnah and the Gemara that drew the distinctions between those two situations. Says the Gemara, Maskel Reish Lakish, Shem lo shanino el batam shenasa balmum. Maybe, and this is the way the Shita explains Reish Lakish's question, it's not actually a maskif. It's more like an iboya, the way the Shita explains the Gemara's question. Reish Lakish is saying, fine. We've learned in the Gemara, already starting in our previous shir and today's shir, that there's a very serious isser of bringing a carbon that's a balmum. But asks Reish Lakish, let's understand what type of balmum was the Torah discussing. Was the Torah discussing a balmum that only became a balmum after you were magdish the animal, the typical situation? Or is the Torah even speaking about a situation where the animal was a balmum from before you were magdish it, and yet all of the halachas that we've been discussing will still apply then as well? That's the way the Shita. Rashi and Tosfos explains the Gemara. Rashi and Tosfos seem to learn differently. Because Rashi and Tosfos seem to be learning that it's referring to a situation that the person knew was a balmum and he got asra, and the question is, what was the asra? I think the Shita's approach is the easiest one. Maskler Reish Lakish, Shem Lo Shaninu, maybe all of the lavim that we've been discussing is only b'tam shenas balmum. When animal was first healthy, you were magdishin, and then it became balmum. V'oiver. And that's when you're over all of the lavim that we've been discussing. Di balmum bi'kara, because Reish Lakish is suggesting that if the animal was born a balmum, so dikla ba'almuhu, it's no worse than a piece of wood. And certainly by a piece of wood, there wouldn't be all of these halachas. So too would be the halacha here. Omer Rav Chiba Yosef, says Rav Chiba Yosef to Reish Lakish, I don't understand your question. The Torah Kedosha, when it speaks about not bringing an animal that's a balmum, what are the words of the Torah? Seruah v'kolot k'sib b'parshi. What's a seruah? A seruah is an animal that has one limb larger than the other limb. One leg longer than the other leg. A kolot is an animal that's supposed to have split hooves, then not split. And what are those situations? Aren't those situations that the animal was born a balmum? V'hani balimum mikaroninu. So don't we clearly see that the Torah, when it speaks about balmum, doesn't only speak about an animal that you were magdish healthy and then became a balmum, but the Torah is also speaking about a situation that the animal was born a balmum and that the halacha of balmum applies to those animals. Isn't that an obvious raya, amale, to which Reish Lakish responds, Shem lo shenina el ben tmura. When that pasuk that says that even an animal that was born a balmum has the isurim of balmum, maybe speaking about a tmura. The Tanan, they were going to learn a Mishnah, Mitzvashem, later in our Masechta. Choyme b'tmura b'bezevach. The Mishnah distinguishes and compares the halacha of tmura versus a regular carbon. Shegedein kedusha cholala balmum kavua. Whereas, as I said, based on the Mishnah Masechta b'chayrus, when it comes to being magdish balmum, there's a difference whether the animal is a born balmum versus an animal that became a balmum. By tamur, there is no distinction. So yes, says Reish Lakish, there clearly is a pasuk that indicates that the dinim of balmum even apply by an animal that's born a balmum. Now maybe that pasuk is speaking by tamura. Were there indeed that is the halacha. But how do we know that the Yisr that we've been learning in our Gemara, which isn't related to Tamura, doesn't make that type of distinction between an animal born a Balmum versus an animal that became a Balmum? Amalei Rabbi Yochanan, said Rabbi Yochanan, L'shmila chodom Rabbi Yanai, have you not heard what Rabbi Yanai taught us? B'chambura nimnu v'garmu, it was agreed upon, ha'magdish Balmum l'gabim mizbeach, if somebody is magdish balmum, over mishum chomesh shemis, you have five lavin. Now says the Gemara, if we're saying that the only situation that we're speaking about in our sugyas about tamura, so then, and the Bryce is trying to teach us the maximum amount of lavin, so it's not just five, there's one more. There's the isser of tamura. Very b'tamura nami, shisha havya. Dikanami lav the tmura. So isn't that a raya that since there's only five and not six, it must be that we're not talking about tmura. And therefore, our original point, the Gemara's original point, that the Pasuk, Rabbi Chiba Yosef's point, that the Pasuk is speaking about regular hegdish, and the Torah is saying that even if you were magdish an animal that was born a balmum, applies in all situations, whether it was born a Baal Mum or became Baal Mum. Machloikis ha'achroinim. So what is the halacha by Tamura? What is the halacha if somebody does Tamura on an animal that's a Baal Mum? Clearly, as we're going to learn in the Mishnah, on Daf Tazayin and Mitzashem, they over the lav of Tamura. But how many lavim will you be over? Will you only be over one lav? Because the din that we've been discussing, the concept that we've been discussing in our shurim, that if somebody's magdish Baal Mum, he's over five lav and is only in a situation of regular hegdish, but not in a situation of Tamura. There, some achronim suggest that there'll only be one lav. Other achronim say that we're bringing a raya that's not talking about Tamura. But indeed, Tamura, you'll have all five plus Tamura as well. And by Tamura, that's the opinion of Chazanish, should be over six lavin if you were magdish a Baal Mum. Says the Gemara, Elamai, so now we've proven, based on the Pasuk, and based on the halacha that we know about Tamura, that the Pasuk is teaching us that you're not going to be magdish a Baal Mum Mikara. But let's understand it, says the Gemara. Indeed, am I lucky? If the animal was born a Baal Mum, it's no more than Dikla Baal Mahu. It's a piece of wood. And why should you be chayiv being magdish it? Why should it be different than being magdish a piece of wood? That nobody would say you chayiv all of these lavin that we've been discussing. Amalei, to which he responds, the comparison is weak. Dikla lav zila milsa. What's the reason why the Torah is so concerned about a Baal Mum? Because it's an embarrassment that we should bring a Baal Mum. When we talk about a piece of wood, min etzemu, it's not an animal. It doesn't have any connection to being a carbon. Baal Mum Ikara, we're at Baal Mum Ikara, zila milsa. But when you take an animal that's Baal Mum, it makes no difference if it's born or became. Kivin the shavat tamim, you could have taken a healthy animal, v'agdish Baal Mum, and you took a Baal Mum, makes no difference what kind of Baal Mum, when it became a Baal Mum, mechayif. Therefore, you can't compare a Baal Mum, even a born Baal Mum, to a piece of wood. Lishnachrina, a different version, very similar. Amalei, afilach abazi milsa. There's an embarrassment involved. The deko, leka b'mini, leilaki. There is no piece of wood that you get malchus, that you can make a differentiation. By this piece of wood you get, by that you don't. Wood is wood. It has nothing to do with the mizbeach. Lefuk b'mil, kivin dik b'mini laki. Once we all agree that for an animal that became a Baal Mum, you would get malchus. So Bezoyin applies in all situations. So the Masham says that our Gemara teaches us that you have to look at the circumstances to decide if something is a Bezoyin. And just to paskin, just to say that the fact that a certain act is a Bezoyin, our Gemara is clearly teaching us it's not the case. Because what is our Gemara saying? A piece of wood is not a Bezoyin, and an animal is a Bezoyin. And therefore, every situation has to be examined subjectively, objectively. He uses this, a God will be Yisrael, he uses it to speak about two interesting shailas. One shaila that he discusses was there was a little town in Poland that had a cemetery not so close to the town that unfortunately got full. And they needed to make a new cemetery. So they found a piece of property closer to the town. And they decided to designate that piece of property as the new cemetery. The governor, mayor, whoever of the town sees what's happening. And he asked the Jews, what are you doing? So they said, we need to make a new cemetery. So he says, you don't have to make a new cemetery here. Next to the old cemetery, there's a piece of property that I own. You could have that piece of property for your new cemetery. Now, there's a very interesting halacha. The Shulchan Aruch paskens this halacha. That if somebody dies, of course, you have to know the parameters of this halacha. It's not for today's shir. But the Shulchan Aruch says if somebody dies in a town, you shouldn't take him to a different town to bury him. Because it's a bezoyin to the cemetery as if that cemetery is not good enough. So the question now is that the governor, the mayor, is willing to give them a piece of land next to the old cemetery. Do they have to accept it? Or could they continue designating the piece of property near the town for the new cemetery? Says the Masham, they could use the piece of property near. He said, because why are we concerned for a bezayin when all things are equal? But here, where the new cemetery is going to be closer to town, and the old cemetery is going to be further from the town, there, says the Marsham, it's not equal. And a bezayin, we have to look at a bezayin with the totality of the picture. And here, where they could say, we're not intending to embarrass the old cemetery, we just want to make a more convenient new cemetery, it would be mutter. Another shaila where he uses this concept. Interesting shaila. There was a husband that approached him. Said, I'm here in Europe. My wife is in the United States. And she refuses to come back. So I want a divorce. I want to be able to have a wife. So Marsham said, we'll write a get. So the husband said, I'm not going to America to deliver the get. She says, no problem. We'll make a shliach. Somebody else is traveling to the United States. We'll make him a shliach to deliver the get to your wife. Fine. They write the get. They appoint the shliach who's traveling to the United States. The shliach arrives to the United States. And he discovers that this wife, Nebuch, is in a hospital with a terrible disease, and she's under quarantine for another 2 years. So the shliach says, I'm not going to the hospital to deliver the get, to expose myself to this disease. The husband in Europe said, but I don't want to remain waiting to get divorced. So the obvious etzah, that she should appoint the shliach as well, and one shliach should give the get to another shliach. It says the Marsham, there's a problem. The halacha is that a husband could appoint a shliach, a wife could appoint a shliach. But the halacha is that a wife could only appoint a shliach before the husband appoints the shliach. To say after the husband appoints a shliach that the shliach is supposed to deliver the get to the wife herself, she may not appoint a shliach. Why? Because, again, it's a concept of bezoin, as if it's beneath her to accept the get, she's appointing someone else. So says the Marsham, what's going to be here? She's going to appoint the shliach, but she's appointing the shliach only after the husband appointed the shliach, and we just said that the halach is that it's too late to appoint the shliach, says the Marsham, our Gemara. Why is there a reason that she can't appoint the shliach after the husband? Because it's a bazaar. She's saying it's beneath me to accept my own get. So that's an irregular situation. But our Gemara taught us that a bazaar, you have to analyze the entire picture. That's why Gemara said, by a piece of wood there is no bezayin, and by an animal there is a bezayin. So here, the fact that she's appointing a shliach is not because she's embarrassed to take a get. She's appointing a shliach because she Nebuch can't obtain the get. The shliach doesn't want to go into this hospital. Therefore, the Marsham paskened that she can appoint a shliach, even though it's after the husband appointed the shliach, and that's how the get will be effective. Amarava. Now that we've established that the reason somebody who brings a carbon that's about mum gets malchus, the shum, the bazia milsa, it represents a bezoin. Therefore, says the Gemara, I feel a magdishle the domain nesachim. If somebody takes an animal that's about mum and he says that I'm not interested in using the animal as a carbon, I just want to use it to buy with it nesachim. And Taisa says it's not specifically nesachim. Taisa says it's any carbon. If you take an animal that it itself cannot be used, and you say, I want to use this animal to buy with it a carbon, nami loki. Because again, why did you take an animal that's about mum to be something that's going to be ultimately translated into being used for carbon? And the Rishonim debate, what will be the halacha? Here we're speaking about an animal that's about mum. What will be the halacha? Many times, many kabbanis, the Torah says should be a male. And what happens if you take a female and that animal can't be used for that carbon? They say, I'm being magdish that animal, that the proceeds should be used to buy carbon that has to be brought from a male. Again, does that represent a bezoyin? And if there's malchus or not? Machlokes Rishonim. Says the Gemara, Tanya Kavasi the Rava, and indeed, the Pasuk indicates, like Rava just said, and we'll have to review a din that we've learned many times. The Torah speaks about a neder and a nedava. What's the difference between a neder and a nedava? A neder is when somebody obligates himself to bring a carbon and he says, hooray, olai. So it becomes a personal obligation. And therefore, even if he designated an animal to fulfill his obligation, and something happens to that animal that he should not be able to bring it, he still has responsibility to bring another carbon to fulfill his obligation. Whereas, if somebody said, harei zu, this animal I should bring for carbon, and then something, that's nedava, and then something happens to that animal, he has no further responsibility. Nedava tas oisai, the pasuk speaks about a bamum, and the Torah says, what should you do with an animal bamum? The kach by the kabayis. Any element nedava that a bamum is could be used to fulfill a nedava obligation to the Bedek Abayis. Neder minayim. How do we know that you could use a bamum to fulfill your neder obligation? Tamaloymer ula neder. Yochel afil kachim mizbeach. We would think that the same din is by kachim mizbeach that you could use a bamum to fulfill your obligation. Tamaloymer ula neder lo yirotza zekab chim mizbeach. Vainly ala neder. But this teaches us that you can't use a bamum to fulfill your nether obligation for an animal that you must bring to the Mizbeach, the Dova Minayin. How do we know you can't use an animal that's that you have in the Dova obligation to be brought to the Mizbeach? Tamalayim, the Torah says the word Nedova. Rabbi Eimer, continues the Gemara. Rabbi Eimer, Lo Yirotza, Ba'Kotzos Gufay Kos Medaber. The Torah is teaching us that you may not bring an animal that's a bamum. But ask the Gemara to the Mizbeach. But ask the Gemara, what's Rebbe saying different than the Tanakama? They're both agreeing that you can't bring an animal that's a bamum to the Mizbeach. Hainu Tanakama. Aren't they both saying the exact same thing? Says the Gemara. My love. It must be the Behokamifki. That what is their machloikish? The Tanakama is sovo. The Tanakama's opinion is that how far removed are bali mum from the mizbeach? The Tanakama sova fila agdashay the domain the sochim, that even if you were magdish an animal to be used, not to buy, you were magdish an animal not to use for carbon, but you're going to sell it and use the proceeds to bring the sochim, that also represents a bezoyin and is osi, and is osor. Rabbi Sabatzah skufi laki. Only when you're going to bring the animal itself, or use the proceeds to buy an animal, is there going to be malchus? Avedmei nesachim loy loki. So that is actually the question that Rava discussed. If you take a bamum and you want to use the proceeds of the bamum for nesachim, is it this lav that we've been discussing or not? Is actually machloikus tanon. Ask the Gemara. But the pasuk also used the word oisai. Nedava tasa oisai. The top words of the Gemara of this law of Mishnah of this Omid. What do we learn from that word? Answers the Gemara, the Chetanya, the Dova Tasa Oisai, Oisai Tasa Nedova. You may use a Balmum for Bedek Abayis, Viata Oisai Tamla Bedek Abayis. But the Torah is teaching us that if you have a healthy animal may not be used for Bedek Abayis. Mikan Omru. And this is the basis for a halacha that we've learned many times, that a magdish tamim lebedek abayis. If you have a healthy animal and you magdish it not for the mizbeach, but you magdish it to use it for the bedek abayis, oive basay. Continues the Gemara. Umenayin af belois asay. How do we know that not only is one over an asay, but he's also over a lois asay for being magdish a healthy animal for Bedek Abayis versus the Mizbeach? Shnemar, Yedaba Hashem Amoish Lamer, Lamer, Limer Ala Parsha Shehei Belav, Derbi Yehuda. The word Lamer comes to teach us that there's a lav if you magdish a healthy animal for the Mizbeach. Omle Rebbe Labak Parah, my Mashma. How does the word Lamer indicate that there's a lav here? Omle, Diksiv, Loi lamer, the Torah uses the words lamer, loi nemer bedvarim. In the pasuk that we're learning, we should know that there's a loi, there's a lav involved. Rabbi Omer, loi itma, loi amor. The Torah says that the word leimer, lav, amar, tell them that they may not do it. So the Rishonim asked the obvious question. The Gemara is saying a gvald gechidish here. That when the pasuk says leimer, it teaches us a lav. Is that true? I never did a count, but I would assume that the word leimer is one of the most commonly used words in the Torah. So does that mean every time the Torah says the word leimer, we have a lav? So I saw a number of terutzim. One is, we already learned in this piece of Gemara that certainly there's an assay involved, a lav abo mechlal assay, in being magdish, a healthy animal for the bedek abayis. So we already know that there's an isser involved. But the isser that we learned is only a lav abo mechlal assay, says the Gemara, that if on top of that lav abo mechlal assay, there's also the word lamer, we should take that word lamer to teach us that there's a lav involved. But if there's no indication in the pasuk that there's any isser involved, and just to say that the word lamer means a lav, that the Gemara never meant. Another teretz is that the pasuk there says v'daba Hashem amoish lamer, and then the pasuk again says daber al bnei Yisrael. So why does the pasuk have to say twice v'daba Hashem amoish lamer daber al bnei Yisrael? It's obviously daber al bnei Yisrael. That's why in that pasuk, explained the Rishonim, is the word lamer superfluous. And that's why our Gemara could say that the word lamer is here to teach us there's a lav, but that doesn't mean in all other circumstances does lamer mean a lav. Itma. Hamala Avery Bali Mum al Gabim Mizbeach. If somebody puts up the Avrim of a Bal Mum on the Mizbeach, Omer Rava, says Rava, you're over two lavim, as we learned in our previous year, Oyvim Shabbatak Tiru Kuloi, Umar Shabbatak Tiru Mikzosoi. And as the Ravid says, what Rav is teaching us is that you'll get two sets of malchus. Abaye Omer ain't like an alav shebeklolus. This is considered a alav shebeklolus. You learn both of these halachas out of one pasuk, as we learned in the previous year, and it's considered a alav shebeklolus. Now there's a machloikis, it's actually machloikis gemara, when we know, gemara masechta makis, when we know that a alav shebeklolus there is no malchus, what does that mean? Does that mean that there aren't separate sets of malchus? I just said that according to Rava, you're going to get two sets of malchus. What does Abaye mean? Does Abaye mean that you don't get two sets of malchus, but you get one? Or does Abaye mean that there's no malchus at all here? Meisvei, ask the Gemara. We learned in our previous year, Hamagdish Balab Mumil Gabim Mizbeach, Oiv Mishim Chamisha Shemus. And when we explained in our previous year what are the Chamisha Shemus, what are the five Lavin, we said one is Bal Taktira Kuloi and one Taktira Mektsosoi. So doesn't that Braisa clearly indicate that there are two Malkus, that there are two Lavin for this Mektsosoi and Kuloi, clearly different than Abaya, to Yufta the Abaya? Isn't this a refutation of Abaya's opinion? Amar Abaya, Begavriktani. We don't understand the Braisa that way. We're not speaking about one person doing all of those Averis. We're talking about different people. So one person could be chai for doing all of it, and one person could be doing it for part of it. But you can't have five by one individual, because it's only one lav. Ask the Gemara, if that's pshat in the Braisa, then the wording is incorrect. Ibe Gavri, it was speaking about more than individual, one individual, then over. Then it shouldn't, the Braisa shouldn't have used the word oivr. Oivrim, mi boile, it should say with oivrim, because we're speaking about more than one person. El pshita, v'chad gavra. Obviously that Braisa is speaking about one individual. And the Braisa is teaching us that that one individual has five lavim. And how do you have five lavim? Because of kuloi and miktsosoi, which Abaye disagrees. The tiyuf to the Abaye isn't Abaye refuted. Amr Abaye, says Abaye, I have a way of explaining the Braisa. What is the problem? Because according to Abaye, we shouldn't have mentioned Haktaras Mektsosa and Haktaras Kula as two separate lavin. I agree, say, Apik Haktarag Mektsosa, take it out. There's only Haktar mentioned one, but we have number five. What are we going to do with the number five? Put in Haktar Kabbalah Saddam. Put in Kabbalah Saddam instead. But ask the Gemara, as we began today's shir, Kabbalah Saddam or Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Islay. It's only Rabbi Yosef Yehuda who holds there's a law for Kabbalah Saddam of Bamum. The Tanakama Leslay. So how can we say that we should put in Kabbalah Saddam when we're speaking about the opinion of Tanna Kamma, we learned at the beginning of our shir, a half an omen of Gemara, that the Tanna Kamma doesn't hold that there's a law by Kabbal Saddam. Kasha. The Gemara, that indeed is a kasha. Loshan Acher. I bring you, the Loshan Acher makes this question even stronger. Let's review what the Braisa said. The Braisa said the opinion of Tanna Kamma. It mentioned that according to the Tanna Kamma, there are five lavim. Then the Braisa says, and according to Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, there's a sixth. What's the sixth? Kabbal Saddam. So what do we see from that, says the Gemara? The Hamid the Sefer Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, it's the Sefer that's the opinion of Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. Obviously, the Reisha is not that you just try to say that it represents the opinion of Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yosef Yehuda is the Sefer, not the Reisha. So Tiyufta, Abaye, Tiyufta, clearly Abaye's opinion cannot be justified with what the Rabbanim said. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, HaKoyanim Mimirim Shabohen, Kahanim Kedu Tmuru on their Kabonis, Yisrael Mimilin Shabohen, Yisrael do Tmuru on their Kabonis. However, says the Gemara, Ein Kahanim Mimirim Loi Bechatis V'Loi Be'oshim. The Kahanim cannot do Tmuru neither on a Chatis nor on Oshim V'Loi Be'Bechor, on any of these animals. So, the Rishonim ask a question. How can we suggest that Kahanim do Tmura on their animals, on a Chatas V'Osham? One of the fundamental halachas that we're going to learn over and over in Mitzvah Shem and Am Masechta is that there's no Tmura by Karban HaShotfim. So Mefarshim asks, what happens? We've learned this halacha many times together. You have all the Kahanim of a Mishmer, and there's Shotfim in the Kabbonis that come that week. So, it's not any one kayin. So, isn't this a situation of shutfim? And by shutfim, there's no tamura. So, why do we have to say a new limud that we're going to learn now in the Mishnah? It's obvious there's no tamura by chatas v'asham. They get it as a group. So, one teretz that they say is that the Rambam says that when we speak about no tamura by karban ha-shutfim, means there's no chi of malchus. But in Isser, there is. Says the Gemara, here there wouldn't even be an Isser. That's one teretz. Another teretz that the Achronim suggest is that the halacha is that yes, all kabbanas that are brought in any week are given to all the kahanim of the mishmer, but the kohen neitel chelik barosh, the kohen gadol, he has a right to take the first any carbon he wants, and he's not a partner with anyone. So I'm just speaking about the kohen gadol that gets the carbon exclusively. The Briskerov and the Sfas Emes quoting a son-in-law. Says a very interesting teretz. The halacha is, and we've learned this halacha as well, that even though there's a system of mishmairis, and if I bring a carbon, I can't say, I, Yisrael, bring a carbon, I can't say that I want a different kohen to bring the carbon. Says the halacha, however, is that a kohen could bring a carbon any time he wants. If a kohen brings his own carbon, even though this is not his mishmar, he could give it to any, he could bring it whenever he wants. And they say a very bechiddush. Not only could the kohen bring his own carbon any time, 52 weeks a year, when you could bring a carbon, there's a different halacha. Since the kohen could bring the carbon himself, he could choose another kohen. So we're speaking about it where one kohen gave it to another kohen. Another pshat that the Dvar Avram says, a very bechiddush. He says, the kahanim are not shutfim. The kahanim are considered bailim. Because we know the kahanim oichlim and bailim iskaprim. And that's why it's different. And actually, this concept is used for another point. We've learned that the halacha is, we learned this at the beginning of the Masechta, that Taisus asked this question. The halacha is that the kohen is, we learned that who is the one, we'll learn this Gemara again in Mitzvah Shem, who is the one that gets the make a tamur, the miskaper, the person who has the kapara. That's what we learned at the beginning of the Masechta. Let's say I designate a carbon on your behalf. Who has the ability to make the tamura? So we learned at the beginning of the Masechta, the miskaper, not the magdish. So the kohen is not the miskaper. So how can we think that the kohen can make a tamura? So the Taisus answers that Taisus has a chiddush, and the Achronim are very stir with the chiddush, that the Gemara doesn't mean that only the miskaper, means the miskaper and the magdish, which is contrary to what we learned in the Gemara. Explain the Achroin, what does Taisus mean? That somebody, a regular case that I just described, where I designated a carbon for you, and you are the one that's going to have the kapara, I can't do tamura. But a kayin is not a designator of a carbon. A kayin is an active participant in a kayin, in a carbon. As I just said, kayhanim oichlim ubalim miskaprim. Therefore, the point that he's not the miskaper is not enough of a reason why he can't make a tamura. One more question, and we mentioned this question at the beginning of Masechta, is that the Rishonim ask, but we learned that who's the one that gets to make the tamura? The one that does the smicha. Kahanim don't do a smicha, so obviously they can't do tamura. Answer the Rishonim, we said this at the beginning of the Masechta, the Rosh says it, the Shita quotes it, the Rosh, that that's only by a Yorish, that the depending if he does smicha or not, do we learn machlokes of Yehuda Rameya if he could do tamura. But that isn't a general rule to be always followed. So again, an economy, Miriam Lebechatz, Lebechatz, Lebechar. Omer Abyech Manuri, Memei Ma Ema Miriam Bechar. Why indeed doesn't the Kayin do tamura and Bechar? Omer Abyekiva, Chatz for Oshim, Om Matana Lekayin, and Bechar is Matana Lekayin. Ma Chatz for Oshim, as we just learned, everyone agrees, Ema Miriam Boy, the Kayin doesn't have the ability to do tamura, Af Bechar, Ema Miriam Boy. Omer Abyech Manuri, says Abyech Manuri, Maloy im ein meme be khatas vashem. The kohen can't do tumur be khatas vashem. Shein zakem be khayem. He doesn't get the animal until after the shechita. Mishukhen gavoy kazacha. Time be bechar. She zakem be khayev. The animal that's bechar is given to the kohen when he's still alive. Amalei Rekiva. So maybe a bechar he should be able to be tumura. Amalei Rekiva. Like vanemar. Vahayuhu smarasi yekaydish. Heichen kedusha chalala. When does the Kedusha come on the Bechor Bebeis HaBalim? Av Tamura on a Bechor is limited Bebeis HaBalim, not to the Kayin, and therefore the Kayin, even, says Rabbi Kiva, even if you'll say it's different than a Chatas V'Hashem, the Torah clearly indicates that the Kayin can't do a Tamura on a Bechor because it doesn't get the Kedusha by him. The Kedusha comes Bebeis HaBalim when the Bechor is born.